Casey Miners joined with Carroll Tigerhead football coach Craig Roeder. Coach, practices just started. How have the guys been looking, you know, the first couple of weeks of practices?
We're doing, you know, a pretty good job here early on in practice. We returned quite a few guys from the previous years. This kind of, you know, year three for myself taking over head coach. So it's kind of the usual timeline. You know, year three, everybody kind of knows what the routine is. And, you know, we're fortunate enough now to have a couple guys that have even been three-year starters. So they kind of know the expectations. But the weather's cooperated for us as well. So it's been a good start to the season.
And taking a look at last year, the same district that you guys have been in, how do you think the schedule fared last year, you know, with teams you played like Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and especially even in the non-conference, you know, how do you think last year prepared the guys coming into this year?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of similar faces. Usually every 2 years, you kind of get a little different shakeup. You know, we've been all over since this is year 14 for me being back in Carroll, and gone every corner of the state, it seems, on the western side and even north central. So a lot of the same faces, you know, even in our non-district, we have Denison and Gilbert again, like we did last year. And we've added, you know, Greene County, which is a nice, as far as distance goes, you know, that's a nice team to add. I'm anticipating a pretty tough matchup with them, though. You know, I think they only lost a couple games last year and bring pretty much everybody back. So distance-wise, though, it's nice compared to, you know, the average 2.5-hour trip one way up north to, you know, some of the Sioux Center. And we have Sioux Center and Bishop Heelan on the road this year, and we'll host MOC Floyd Valley, Sergeant Bluff, and Boyden Hall Rock Valley. You know, we're used to the trips, and it's actually our home and away as far as district schedule. It's a little different order, but the home and away games are identical to last year as far as district play goes.
And then also staying and looking at last year a little bit, you guys lose Jack White at quarterback this year, but you return a lot of your leading receivers and leading rushers from last season. You expecting to lean more on the rush this year, you know, losing the starting quarterback?
You know, it's not a secret with me as far as we're going to run the football. You know, and it's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know, if you're going to be playing in late October and November in Iowa, you better be able to run the football. But that being said, you know, we're not shy at all. You know, with Carter Essick, he'll be the kind of the signal caller this year to start out. And he had a great JV season for us a year ago. You know, was getting practice reps with the ones as well a year ago. So he's, you know, he knows the offense. He's a smart kid, you know, throws a great ball too. So I'm not worried at all about, you know, being able to throw the ball with Carter. But like you said, we do bring back, you know, a lot of carries in the backfield. We kind of had a split backfield last year with Reese Sigmund and Cooper Ludwig. And Cooper's one of those guys that, you know, that I was referencing, that this will be his third year, you know, in a starting role, both offensively and defensively. Well, some running backs we can lean on, but also we'll be able to throw the ball, I think.
And you mentioned some of those throwing the ball a little bit. You know, you get return guys like Evan Hammer, Peyton Wardell, and then Chase Gallard, who all caught balls for you. Who are some of the other guys you expect to step up a little bit in the receiving game this year?
Yeah, you know, that's where, you know, Evan Hammer, again, he's in his year three of we've kind of moved him back and forth between tight end and wide receiver to get him split out a little bit more, because, you know, with his height, he makes some intriguing matchup options depending on the opposing team. And, you know, Chase Gallard, he's kind of had probably one of the better off seasons as far as the summer went, you know, with the weight room and our speed training. He's looked like he's turned it up another notch in the speed department. So we're kind of expecting big things out of Chase this year. And, you know, we got a couple younger guys too, that I think are going to jump in and get some varsity action, with Matt Collison and Brayton Alford, a couple sophomores that are, you know, they're impressing early on in practice. So we'll get a few more answers here once we get full pads, you know, going in a week of that. And we have our scrimmage coming up Friday at Atlantic. So it'll be a good test for some of those younger guys to get some action, especially against, you know, another team that's not somebody hitting our own teammates and stuff, getting a new look that way.
And we've talked a lot about the offense so far. Defensively, you know, you returned You know, a lot of guys defensively. Again, your two top leading tacklers in Cooper Ludwig and Taden Peterson. Any new faces we can see defensive-wise for you guys that could make a big step?
You know, defensively, yeah, it's a nice kind of change of pace from the previous years that we do have a lot of bodies coming back that have seen action at the varsity level. You know, up front, we'll have Justin Riesberg back at defensive end. His season got cut short a year ago after hurting his knee down at Council Bluffs. Thomas Jefferson, we think, you know, we were pretty confident that he would have been an all-district player for us, you know, at defensive end. So it's nice having him back up front. I think that'll help. We're going to kind of rotate a bunch of bodies up front defensively just to keep us fresh. And I think we have depth at that position. But again, some of the younger guys I mentioned earlier, they might get with Alford and Collison, they might get a couple shots there defensively as well. And at linebacker, we do kind of have a veteran group, but there are some young guys that are going to have some opportunities to possibly step up there.
And do you think, you mentioned that the defensive line, you have a lot of bodies. Would that be your strength this year defensively to rotate guys in that can still get pressure on the quarterback?
Yeah, and that's always our best, back when I was calling the defense, our best pass coverage is a good defensive pass rush. And that's no different, you know, with the guys up front, with Caleb Vanderheiden. He's been up there a couple of years now. He'll hold down one of the ends as well. And, yeah, on that interior, you know, some of the offensive linemen too, and that's why, you know, we don't want to have too many guys going both ways, but once, so we can rotate bodies down in the interior there. I think that's just going to, yeah, I definitely think that'll probably be a strength for us as far as being able to have multiple guys be able to fill those roles.
And do you think that could be something along the offensive line as well? You know, you lose a guy like Colton Whelan, who was a very good lineman for you guys last year. You know, how do you replace some of the shoes along the offensive line?
Yeah, Colton would be a huge loss. You know, he was named MVP of the offensive line, MVP for the entire district last year. So obviously that's a big hole to fill. But on the flip side of that, you know, we had I think five different sophomores at one point start a game on the offensive line for us last year. So, and even, you know, I've had multiple comments from my offensive line coaches, Eric Noggle and Tony Hooper. When you look down at the lineman group this year, there's a pile of them. So that's a good problem to have. We're pretty steady, you know, on that interior with, you know, Vanderheiden and Noah Henners started every game at tackle for us a year ago as just a sophomore. And Logan Mankin, again, he started every game, got a little banged up week 9, but up till then he started every game at center. And then when he did have to sit out that last one, we had Mox Oberlin came in at center and as another sophomore, and Jaden Flood got 3 games under his belt, I believe, at tackle. So there's a lot of pieces that, you know, guys that have had experience last year, sometimes you're kind of nervous when you have to put those sophomores on the offensive line, but I think it'll pay dividends for us this year, having done that last year.
In looking at how the schedule plays out this year, you mentioned some new opponents like Greene County that you haven't probably played in a while, and they return a lot. You know, you also Preston, they return one of the leading rushers in Class 3A from last year. How do you think the non-district schedule fares out for you guys leading into the conference game?
Yeah, it'll be, like I said, with the exception of Creston, the travel isn't too bad, and so the state kind of did us a favor there. Maybe they felt sorry for us with the district they gave us as far as travel goes. But yeah, Greene County, like I said, that it's probably been, man, it's been a while since we've matched up with them. And like I said, they're, you know, traditionally they kind of hang in the 2A class, so they are one class smaller than us. But I think they had two losses, I think, was it last year. So they're, you know, they've been in the playoffs year in, year out. And then, like you mentioned, with Creston, they bring back one of the better running backs in the state, and they were a playoff team last year in 3A. So that'll be we get a host, you know, both of those teams, I guess, we host this year. And then the following year, that'll add to our road trips going down to Creston. But and then Denison and Gilbert, you know, those are two competitive games the last 2 years that we've had. So there'll be another common face, but a good test for us.
Coach, those are the only questions I have for you. Anything else that you want to add on this upcoming season?
No, I just, we'll get the guys ready to go for week 1, and we appreciate all the coverage that you guys always give us, and not just for football, but for all of our Carroll teams. As a dad of a couple high school multi-sport guys, I appreciate the coverage they get. And so thanks for all you guys do, and go Tigers.
That was Carroll Tigers head of football coach Craig Rowetter here on a KCIM. Jeff Blankman sits down with Isaac Schaefer and Austin Stolk as they talk Rocket football next.